Thank you, Marguerite. Good morning. It's time to worship our Father in heaven, and we certainly welcome you to our worship service here at Bethany. You know, it's so good to see you here. It's great to have you out this morning. And we welcome those who are also joining us online. Well, today we have Holy Communion during our service. It's a time when Christ invites all to his table to remember and, yes, to celebrate the Last Supper that Christ celebrated or had with his disciples. To get us in the right spirit to partake of his sacrament, our first two songs remind us of the blessings that we have as we walk in Jesus Christ in his light. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." As we walk in the light, Christ has promised to be with us wherever we go. What joy Jesus offers us, especially to those who follow him. The sunlight that brings us this joy is the love of Christ. Please join us now as we sing our first two songs. And the one is a great old gospel song called "Heavenly Sunlight." You're gonna like it. Followed by "Stand in Your Love." Please stand as you're able.
Doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. doesn't stand a chance. When I stand in your love, my fear doesn't stand a chance. When I stand in your love, there's power that can break off every chain. There's power that can empty our grave. Doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love.
Thank you. Please be seated. Let's go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Lord God, we come to this place this morning to worship you and praise your name. You have blessed us in so many ways. We are thankful for your loving care as we try to walk daily with you in your light. Today we are also mindful that you are the bread of life, that we no longer have to hunger and thirst after things which cannot sustain us. Now we are nourished by your words and the example that you set while living on this earth. Father, open our hearts in gratitude for all the wondrous things you have done for us. Open our spirits to hear your words of hope for us today. Amen. Please join us now in singing, O Come to the Altar.
Oh, my Savior.
finite how beautiful the sanctuary looks this morning, not only with your smiling faces, but with the flowers that we have around by Nancy Colvin. Well, she stole some from Jackie, I understand, but Nancy did it, so we really appreciate that, Nancy. It's beautiful. Well, we come to that time when we need to, and want to, take a few moments, and you need to do it, to greet each other out there. Be sure to say hello to, we have some visitors here today, be sure to say hello to them. Be sure to say hello to someone you haven't spoken to for a while. Spoken, wait a minute. Where's my wife? She's the English teacher. Speaking to this morning. Speak to one another and enjoy welcoming one another. Please go at it.
If I could get your attention, please. Will the children please come up, come forward? Can I sit right there? I want to sit right in the middle because I got a book I want to read, a story I want to read to you guys. How are you all doing today? I missed you all last week. Yeah. Boy, they're really talking a lot, aren't they? Yeah. They're happy to see each other.
Are we reading that whole book?
No, not the whole book. No, not the whole book. Just, would you like me to read the whole book to you?
Yeah.
Right now?
Yeah.
I'm just going to read one short story, but I promise if you come back, I'll read another story sometime.
Okay.
Again. Okay?
I'll come back next week.
Great. Fantastic. Hello. Come on up. Would you like to sit up closer so you can see the pictures? Okay, that's fine. I'll turn the book around so you can see it. I'm just going to read you all. It's good to see you all here this morning. Thank you for coming. Isn't it great? All the people talking and just having fun in God's house. It's really cool, isn't it? I've got a story I want to read to you. Today we're going to have communion. You all know about communion? And we're going to have juice and bread, and we're going to celebrate Jesus, and we're going to remember Jesus and what he did for us. We're going to celebrate that he is alive and with us here. And we're going to look forward to a time when we're all together again and everything is the way God has promised it will be. But I'm going to read you the story. It's just a short story from the Bible about the Last Supper, which is when Jesus sat down with his disciples and had the last time he sat down and ate with them together. Do you know how special it is when you sit down and eat with somebody?
Yes.
You know, even when it's just your family and you sit down together to dinner or something, isn't that special to do that? I think so. So here's the story of the Last Supper, and if you can see the pictures, I'll turn it around so you can see. Jesus was with his disciples, and this is a story. And right before this, it says in the Bible that he washed his disciples' feet. He was being a servant to them because he loved them, just like he loves you all. And then it says Jesus did something else. He picked up a loaf of bread and blessed it. Then he broke it into pieces. And he gave the bread to his disciples to eat. Jesus said, "This bread is my body. Every time you do this, think of me," or remember me is what he meant. See the picture? Can you see it? And in the same way, then he took a cup of wine, and we use juice instead of wine. And he blessed it. And he gave it to the disciples to drink. And he said, "This is my blood. It is poured out to forgive the sins of many." See all the disciples sitting there together with Jesus eating? Can you see that? Mm-hmm. "The time has come," Jesus says, "for me to go away. Where I am going, you cannot go yet. I am going to heaven to prepare a wonderful new home for you. But I will return soon At first, he says, you will be very sad because they'll miss Jesus. But do not be frightened. Soon you will understand and you will be filled with joy. And that's the end of that very short story about the Last Supper. Can we have a prayer together? Okay, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the mystery that we have in our time of communion together. We thank you for these children. We ask a special blessing on each of them, Lord. We ask that you give us the wisdom as a congregation to know best how to raise these young people up to be followers of you. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, you guys can go back to your seats now. Thank you for coming up. Appreciate it.
The scripture today is from Matthew 26, 17 through 30. On the first day of the unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus saying, "Where do you want us to make the preparations for you to eat the Passover?" He said, "Go into the city to a certain man and say to him, 'The teacher says, my time is near. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples.'" So the disciples did as Jesus had directed them, and they prepared the Passover meal. When it was evening, he took his place with the 12, and while they were eating, he said, "Truly, I tell you, one of you will betray me." And they became greatly distressed and began to say to him one after another, "Surely not I, Lord." He answered, "The one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me. The Son of Man goes as it is written of him, but woe to the one by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that one not to have been born." Judas, who betrayed him, said, "Surely not I, Rabbi." He replied, "You have said so." While they were eating, Jesus took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will never drink again of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." When they had sung the hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives.
We have lots of moving parts today, and so I'm just trying to take things one step at a time. And I'd like to talk to you all today a little bit about this idea of communion that we're going to be participating in together today. But before I begin, I'd like to ask you to pray with me. Lord, once again, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations and the understandings of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. For Lord, you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, I'm going to start out again getting you all involved right from the very beginning. I'm going to ask you a couple questions, and I'd love to have you all respond to these questions. The first one is this: if I asked you to tell me the most important idea, concept, or word in the Christian faith, what would you say that it is?
Love.
I'm going to go with love. I'm going to go with love. I think that is the one, in my mind anyway. It seems to be a pretty important thing. Now, we'll get a little harder here. If I ask you the second most important concept, idea, or word, what would you say? I've already heard somebody say redemption out there. I'm hearing forgiveness, faith, grace, maybe mercy, maybe hope. Today I want to talk about forgiveness. I want to talk about forgiveness because forgiveness is such an important thing. We all need forgiveness. Amen? Every single one of us. We've all messed up somewhere along the way. That's why Jesus said, "Judge not, lest ye be judged." That's why he said, before you try to take a splinter out of your neighbor's eye, first take the log out of your own eye. Under the circumstances, it just doesn't make sense to hold others to a higher standard than you hold yourself. For we are all guilty of sin. It's something that we don't like to talk about too much these days, but it's true. That's one of the reasons that we always begin the liturgy for the Eucharist, the Lord's Supper, with a confession and a pardon. But please don't misunderstand me. By sin, I am not talking about any one individual action, thought, word, or deed. I'm talking about the human condition of sin. And the human condition of sin, in a nutshell, is this. And if you don't take anything else away from today, I hope you'll remember this. The human condition of sin, in a nutshell, is to put ourselves first before God and neighbor. Let me say that again. It is to put ourselves first before God and our neighbor. When we are called to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, all of our mind, and all of our soul, and our neighbor as ourselves, there is no room left for self-centeredness. But self-centeredness is kind of hardwired into who we are as human beings. Thus, the condition of bearing a sinful nature. And somewhere deep down inside us, we sometimes feel a little nagging seed of guilt. Or even at some points in our lives, we may feel overwhelmed by guilt because of our selfishness or our self-centered behaviors. I know that I have. But you know, God is a forgiving God. God's love and forgiveness have been attested to since the very beginning of the biblical narrative. Forgiveness is not something that Jesus talked God into back in 32 AD. Even since way back in Moses' time, in the second book of the Bible, Scripture speaks about this. In the book of Exodus, you can find this passage. The Lord passed before him, that is Moses, and proclaimed, the Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, keeping steadfast love for the thousandth generation, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. But people somehow just didn't really believe this word about God. They weren't convinced. You know, those stubborn Hebrew people wandering around in the desert for 40 years. To them, it probably just sounded too good to be true. So God figured he had better try to be a little clearer about things. And in the book of Psalms, the 103rd Psalm, which is attributed to David, the scripture tells us even more clearly this message of love and forgiveness. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good as long as you live, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works vindication and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the people of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. He will not always accuse, nor will he keep his anger forever. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far he removes our transgressions from us. But you know, people still had a hard time believing that the great God, the ruler and creator of the universe, was really like this. So God decided to do something really drastic to get the people's attention, to get the point across once and for all. We read about it in the third chapter of the Gospel of John. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Brothers and sisters, do you hear what the Scripture says? For God so loved the world. God loves the world, the creation, everything that God made, the whole kit and caboodle. And thanks be to God, that includes you and me. God really loves us, and God really forgives us. God really loves you, and God really forgives you. Today we are going to celebrate that love and forgiveness together at the Lord's table. The United Methodist Church on their website talks about this thing that we're doing together, Holy Communion, and it says that Holy Communion, or the Lord's Supper, is a mystery too deep for words. Its meaning will vary for each of us and from one time to another. But three essential meanings are caught up in this proclamation in our communion service. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Christ has died is an invitation for us to remember what he did for us, what he was willing to suffer on our behalf. Christ is risen is an invitation for us to celebrate his presence with us here today, his victory over death. And Christ will come again is an invitation for us to look forward to a time when all of God's promises, all of God's intentions for this creation, for this world which God loves, to be fulfilled. As we come to the table this day, let us remember, let us celebrate, and let us look forward to that day of Christ's final victory over sin and death. Brothers and sisters, believe the good news. Amen. I would like to invite you to turn in your hymnals to page 12. We're going to use our standard communion liturgy today. I'll just wait here just for a couple of minutes, and then I'll be ready to help you all get set up. We are doing things a little bit differently today, as I understand it, because I've never been with you all for this special time before. But so we're just kind of trying to work through things and make them work for us under the circumstances that we're living in. And so what we're going to do is, once we have our liturgy together and I invite you forward, the ushers will come forward and direct you to come forward, and I will serve you the bread, and then if whichever side you're on, if you'll move to that side, you will receive the cup. Go ahead and partake of the cup and set it on one of these trays that are up here for you as before you return to your seat. I hope that makes sense. If it doesn't, we'll work together through this. And I need to get a hymnal at this point. Thank you very much. I don't always use the traditional liturgy, but I thought that it would be appropriate to do that today. I want to start by an invitation. And I want to let you all know that this table that we have before us is not my table. It's not the table of Bethany United Methodist Church. It is the table of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And all are welcome. Young and old, rich and poor, no matter who you are, worthy or unworthy. If you are a member of this church, if you're not a member of this church, if you're a United Methodist, if you're not a United Methodist, you are welcome to this table. I'd like now for us to, we're going to do the confession and pardon together, which is in your hymnal. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors. And we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Name of Jesus Christ,
you are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice, in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Okay. If you all need more. Yes. So we're also, the ushers are here and will direct you, and also they have baskets for an offering which will support our pastor's discretionary fund, which is used. So if you so choose, you may do that as well. The table is prepared. Please come and receive at this point the bread of life. just want to double check and make sure that everyone was served. If there's anyone who needs us to come to you, we will do that. Okay? Okay, thank you. Let us pray together. Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our offering, which we receive each week, we have a basket outside in the narthex, which you can leave your offering in either as you come in or go out today. And I would like to offer a prayer for that offering. So let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for all of our many blessings, for those both great and small, Lord. We pray that we will not take any of your blessings for granted. For, Lord, all that we have comes from you. And so, Lord, today we bring back a small portion of all of these blessings to give honor and glory to your name. We ask that you give us the wisdom to know best how to use these for your kingdom. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It is time now for our time of prayer together, and we'll begin by asking if you all have joys or concerns that you'd like to share with the congregation today. Anybody have anything? Yes.
We have one announcement. Laura and Zach Hitty, our young couple, they had their baby on Tuesday, had a boy, named him Drew Elijah.
Wonderful. Anything else? Yes, Carolyn?
My prayers for my brother. He has been fighting lung cancer for over a year, and this week he's starting to have a lot of heart problems, and I had to put in a pacemaker.
Okay, so prayers for Carolyn's brother, and what was his name?
Don.
Prayers for Don. Thank you, Carolyn.
Dan, we ask for prayers for our daughter and son-in-law. Daniel is deployed to Poland and Lithuania this Friday, and he'll be gone until April. So we're keeping people halfway in Kansas.
Okay.
By herself, and just ask for prayers that she'll be encouraged in that.
So prayers for Jackie's son-in-law and daughter, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you. Yes, Don.
Prayers for the, I had a cousin, she passed away last night, and the Stout family, Martha Stout was her name, she passed
okay.
away, and prayers for the family.
Prayers for the Stout family. Thank you, Don. Let us pray together. God of the ages, we praise you, for in the dawn of time you created the world, sending light by your word to dispel darkness. In Jesus Christ, you began a new creation, sending him to be the light of the world, to drive away fear and despair, and to rule in peace and justice, holiness and love. Especially today, we thank you for the order and beauty of your creation, for coming in Jesus Christ to share our human life, for the place you give us in your continuing creation,
for the promise of peace among nations and justice for all peoples, and for the church as the sign of your coming kingdom. Mighty God, prepare the world for your rule, for we long for the day when there shall be no more crying or tears, and death will be destroyed. Help us to share the ministry of Christ and be agents of his compassion. Especially we pray for the nations of the earth and peace in the world. We pray for victims and survivors of violence. We pray for those who are sick and suffering, for our families and friends, and for the church and those who serve in Christ's name. All of these things we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, who taught us to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Do we have any announcements this morning? We already have had sort of one praise announcement. Yes.
Staff member shoe project is starting today. We have shoes out here. If you pick up one, make sure you sign the sheet by the size shoe that you get.
Okay.
And have those shoes back in the church by Labor Day if you could, please.
Okay, very good. Thank you. What did you call that?
South River Shoe Project.
South River Shoe Project. Thank you very much. Cindy asked me to make an announcement for her since she would not be able to be here today, and it was in your What's Happening at Bethany, but I want to highlight the second paragraph there, and she says, if you'd like to be a part of women's ministry, please contact Cindy. We have a great time working together. Plan fellowship events for the ladies of Bethany, mission projects and other events. And especially she wanted me to highlight that the first event is the Ice Cream Social, which is scheduled for Sunday, August the 22nd at 5:30 p.m. So she's looking for help with that. If anybody wants to get involved with that, please touch base with Cindy. Anything else? Yes, Carolyn. Young at Hearts on Tuesday at the restaurant in Dayton. Thomas House, thank you. Yes. Anything else? Well, if not, I'm going to invite the musicians to come up and close our service with another song.
Thank you, Pastor Dan. Please join us now as we sing our last song, Lord, Dismiss Us with Thy Blessing. Please stand as you're able.
Thank you.
bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you peace, both now and in the life everlasting. Amen.